The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Devin, kind of a tough spot to get thrown into. I know you like it. I mean, you love challenges, but how did you look at it? You got called up. You've been playing well in the American Hockey League. How did you look at the situation coming in today?
It's a situation that you got to embrace. You know, come in and try to do the best you can just to change something. I think the guys have been working hard, and I think that, you know, there's some bad bounces in this game today, like one off our guy, one off their guy. Quinner did a great job scoring too. I feel like just watching the past few games also, like, don't think the team's playing bad. I think it just, you know, it's the hockey gods right now, like, just weighing against the team and kind of testing everyone, seeing, how we're going to respond. That's kind of how I see it, you know. I'm not the coach, so, but just from what I see, like, I feel like the guys are working hard. Everyone wants it. I think I came in here today, and I wanted it too. You know, I want to play this game and be the one to help kind of change things. Looking back, it's tough because you feel like if you save maybe one more, that the game's a little bit different outcome. But it's tough. It's just the reality of hockey. You got to come in and focus on your process, and that's what I did. And I felt good out there. I thought the boys were blocking shots too today. Like, D played well. So I think, we just got to keep kicking.
How much is your play in this game and what happened the last nine games in Rochester just a product of regular work and being in a rhythm?
Yeah, you know, it definitely helps being able to play consistently. Just get into flow, think less, just play more. Definitely helps a lot coming in. For sure.
What happened in the second period? I mean, when they got the momentum, three goals in 2.5 minutes, you guys just really couldn't shut it down at that point.
Yeah, it was a big momentum shift. I think they're a good team. They got some good scores. They capitalized on their opportunities. It's just the way the game goes sometimes. The biggest part after that is staying in it. You know, it's a one-goal game. It feels like it's a whole that you guys, I mean, sorry, it feels like a hole that you're in the moment, but it's really just a one goal game and you gotta have some perspective. I think we still had half the game left to play, so the game was not over after those three goals. So being able to turn the page after that was important, and I feel like the guys did it.
And how big was that save on Tavares 7 seconds ago in the second period? You kept it a one goal game at that point.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to give my team a chance at that point. Like I said, it's a one-goal game. I got to make sure I'm sharp, try to keep the momentum on our side. So that's kind of the mentality there.
I know it's hard to say if you give up four, but you look sharp. Did you feel it out there? As I said, I know you don't want four goals to go by you, but to me you look sharp.
Yeah, I felt good. I think just being able to play a lot in Rochester helped me kind of jump back into this game and feel like myself.
What was your route here? Were you here waiting for the team? Like, were you with the Amherst yesterday? What was your route here, I guess?
I left Belleville at 4 yesterday afternoon. So I wasn't there for the second game of the back-to-back. I took a black SUV car. They brought me here. I got in around like 7 or 8. So I had had the night to kind of wind down, get ready for today. So it was nice.
What's your sense of just the mood in the room? Kind of a strange time to be jumping in with nine straight losses coming into this one. Like, what's your sense of where this group's at mentally?
I think the guys are ready for a win. You know, it's time. I think the guys really want to win. Obviously, it's never fun being in a nine-game losing streak. So, I wasn't here for the whole thing, obviously, so I don't know exactly how it is. But I felt like, you know, today, just the morale before the game was good. You know, everyone's on the same page, excited to go play a game. I didn't come in here and realize that, you know, if I knew nothing about the team and in the last 10 games, I wouldn't have known they're on a losing streak. So I think that, you know, the morale hasn't been bad. It's been good considering the situation. I think Lindy's a big part of that. I think the adjustments that he makes and, you know, keeping the boys leading the crew, it's great. I think he keeps everyone's head straight. Give a good speech after the second period. And at least for me, it touched me, and I want to go out there and try to win the game. So.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.